Let's say good morning. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 77. Psalm 77. My voice rises to God, and I will cry aloud. My voice rises to God, and He will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. In the night, my hand was stretched out without weariness. My soul refused to be comforted. When I remember God, then I am disturbed. When I sigh, then my spirit grows faint. Selah. Thou hast held my eyelids open, and I am troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of long ago. I will remember my song in the night. I will meditate with my heart, and my spirit ponders. Will the Lord reject forever? And will He never be favorable again? Has His loving kindness ceased forever? Has His promise come to an end forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Or has He in anger withdrawn His compassion? Selah. Then I said, it is my grief that the right hand of the Most High has changed. I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. I surely will remember thy wonders of old. I'll meditate on all thy work and muse on thy deeds. Thy way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? Thou art the God who workest wonders, and thou hast made known thy strength among the peoples. And thou hast, as by thy power, redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were in anguish. The deeps also trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies gave forth a sound. The arrows flashed here and there. The sound of thy thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way was in the sea, and thy paths in the mighty waters, and thy footprints may not be known. Thou didst lead thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Amen. So it says, for the choir director, according to Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. If you remember, Jeduthun was one of the singers. He was in charge, basically him and his family in charge of the doorposts. So they basically sang as people entered into the holiest places. So, you know, obviously he's meant to be an incredible singer. And this is Asaph's song, psalm, and it's a kind of a, I wouldn't say it's a sad psalm, but it's a very real psalm. And Asaph is going through something, and that something is very much troubling to him. He says, his voice rises to God, his cries aloud, my voice rises to God, and he will hear me. And so this is kind of a different reality. I think there are some times where we pray and we wonder, God, are you even hearing me? In this situation, God is hearing Asaph, but he's not getting the answer that he wants. And because of that, it's causing him great anguish. So if you think, just think of like Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, when he's talking about the thorn in the flesh, and he's saying, you know, Lord, take it from me, Lord, take it from me. And it's kind of like God's not really answering his prayer. And then God comes to him and says, hey, my grace is sufficient for you. So God answers his prayer, but it leaves Paul in a state of stress in some ways. And so this is a very similar situation. God hears, but either God is not answering like the person wants God to answer, or God has given them a different answer altogether. And that's causing Asaph a tremendous amount of pain. He says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. In the night, my hand was stretched out without weariness. My soul refused to be comforted. And so here's this little interesting phrase. Sometimes we can refuse to be comforted because the advice that people give us is like really bad advice. You know, go drink and be merry, right? You know, just go out, you know, get wasted, get it out of your system or something like that. That's not very comforting. And so it could be something to that line, or most likely it's just God has answered Asaph and Asaph just doesn't like the answer. And so in this way, he refused to be comforted during this time. And he says, and when I remember God, then I am disturbed. When I sigh, then my spirit grows faint. And it's a time to pause, because it's the Selah there. And I think that this is kind of goes hand in hand. Like, we remember the things that God has done for us in the past, and then it's distressful thinking, why is that not happening right now? Or you hear about what God has done for other people in the past, and what God is doing for other people, and yet in the midst of all that, it's like, why is that not happening to me? And so the idea is, when I think about God, when I remember God, then I am disturbed. He's remembering what God has done in the past. Why can't you do it now, Lord? Or is remembering what God has done for other people. Why is it not happening for me? And it's causing him this distress. And his spirit is growing faint. The sigh is kind of the laying down, and he's feeling quite distressed through it. We'll pick up verse 4. You have held my eyelids open. I am so troubled, I cannot speak. Meaning that he can't get any sleep. When he tries to pray, it's just nothing is really happening for him in this place. And he says, I have considered the days of old, the years of long ago. I remember my song in the night, and I will meditate with my heart, and my spirit ponders. And he says, the only thing that I have is my memories. Lord, you were good in the past. And that's causing him to kind of settle his heart a little bit. And then, verse 7, then he goes on and says, Lord, will you reject forever? He's meaning, will you reject me forever? And will he never be favorable again? Has his loving kindness ceased forever? Has his promise come to an end forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Or has he in anger withdrawn his compassion? And then Selah. He's wondering, Lord, where are you? You know, Lord, I can't believe this is happening. And he says, are you going to be like this forever? And I think that many of us, when we go through, you know, we can call it maybe the dark night of the soul, and we're wrestling with God, we think this is going to go on forever. We think that there's no end in sight to this. And whenever you've gone through, I mean, serious troubles that are going on here with Asaph, we have this idea that this is never going to change. It's always going to be like this. This is just my lot in life. You know, we say things like this. And then Asaph has a little change of heart. And he says in verse 10, and it says, I said, it is my grief that the right hand of the Most High has changed. But I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I'll meditate on all thy work and muse on thy deeds. Thy way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? Thou art the God who workest wonders, who has made known thy strength among the peoples. Thou hast by thy power redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph in the Selah. And so basically what Asaph is saying is, I'm going to choose to remember the deeds of God. One of the great, I would say, helps for us when we go through difficult trials is our memory. And the sad thing is, when we go through difficulty, our memory gets really, really bad. And we don't remember all the good things that God has done. We seem to forget that altogether. And then we start to accuse God of never being faithful. But that's not true. God's constantly been faithful. And by the way, what we usually call this in Christian circles is called a testimony. And that's why the testimony is so important. In Revelation 12:11 says, and they, the church, overcame him the devil, right, by the blood of the Lamb. It was everything that Jesus did, but it was also the word of their testimony. In other words, they remembered that God was good. they remember the things that God has done. And one of the first things when you go through a season of difficulty, go back and just remember how faithful God has been. And I mean, these are very minor difficulties, okay, compared to what Asaph is going through. But I remember being stressed every time we had a kid. You know, first Elise, you know, and then Emma, and then Hannah, and then Andrew. And every time getting close to the birth, you feel some stress. You feel like, wow, can we take on another kid? Do we have enough bandwidth, time, and even love in our heart? Do we have enough money? Can we provide for this kid like that is necessary? And you have all these concerns and fears, and all these things happen. And then the way that I've always snapped out of it is just always going back to see how faithful God has been. Lord, you are faithful. I had these same worries, and you were faithful with the first one. And the second one came, and yeah, I mean, we were worried as well. And Lord, you were faithful with that one. And then the third one. And so you remember God's character. You remember God's goodness. And that helps you to overcome. That's exactly what's going on with Asaph. Asaph is in a bad situation. Asaph is just, he's down. And he's accusing God of all kinds of things, which is not uncommon for us in the things that we do. And even in the midst of all that stuff, even in the midst of all that, he goes back and remembers what God has done. He remembers, oh, yeah, Lord, you have been faithful. It's like you were faithful in the past, and you will continue to be faithful today. And then in verse 16 to the end, he basically is giving, because there's really no record of this in the Exodus story, but what he's talking about the parting of the Red Sea. And in the mind of the Israelites, like, I want you to be very clear that whenever they thought about the greatness of God, it always went back to the Exodus story. It always, and you can even hear the prophets and even God himself says, remember God who delivered you from the Egyptians. And this would be a very, very common refrain. And like nationally, as a people, whenever they thought, and they're in despair, and they thought about the goodness of God, it was always going back to the Exodus. And so here in 16 to 20, Asaph is giving us it could be a couple of different things. One, this could have really happened, but just omitted in the Exodus story. In other words, when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea and then the Egyptians came, there could have been lightning from heaven. There could have been a thunderstorm. There could have been hail that came down. It's not recorded in the Exodus, but it could have happened. And in fact, Josephus, as he writes about that instance, he includes a lot of these things that are written here by Asaph. So this could have been kind of like an oral history that was passed down, but not necessarily in written history. It could have been, or it could just very well be that Asaph is taking poetic license to describe the event of the parting of the Red Sea, that God was, so we know God parted the sea, but now he's saying that God, you know, with his sound, lightning came down and hail and all these things to basically to besiege the Egyptian army as they were trying to cross over into the sea. So, I mean, a couple different ways of looking at it. But what Asaph is doing is he's alerting people back to the Exodus story. Like I said, this is the story that depicts the goodness of God. Like, don't, you know, whatever you've forgotten about God, remember, he freed us from Egypt. He took us 400 years of slavery, and he miraculously delivered us in this place. And he says, and he concludes in verse 20, thou didst lead thy people like a flock. So an allusion to God being the great shepherd by the hand of Moses and Aaron. That's why we know this is the Exodus story. And he's saying here that we are sheep, God is our great shepherd, and just like any great shepherd, he's going to take care of us in this way, regardless of all the other things that are happening. And so if you look at a title of this psalm, When Overwhelmed, Remember God's Greatness. When next time you're overwhelmed, remember what God has done for you. Like I said, our memory many times is short, but you should have these testimonies that are there that remind you. We take this seriously, and in our Experiencing God class, we do this thing, this spiritual formation exercise, that we call it spiritual markers. And it's basically key points in our life, key moments in our life, basically where we know that God has revealed himself to us. And in such a powerful way, and so we remember. These are anchoring moments, and it's poetic. Anchoring moments, especially when you're in the midst of a storm. And we need to remember what God has done. Amen? So let's close our eyes. Maybe you're going through a moment of anguish, or you're being overwhelmed by different areas of your life. What would Asaph like to tell you? He'd like to say, remember. Remember God's greatness. Maybe we don't connect with the Exodus story, but we all have a story. We all have an Exodus story, really. We were a slave to sin, a slave to this world, a slave to ourselves, and he delivered us miraculously. We all have an Exodus story. It's our salvation story. And in your journey, God has been faithful to you. If he was faithful then, he'll be faithful again. As Wesley leads us in a song, let's remember. Let's remember the goodness of God and how he saved us. Love is the anchor. When the storm and the winds beat down on us and we feel like drowning, His love is our anchor. This morning, brothers and sisters, let's remember the goodness of God. Let's remember how He's had mercy on you. Let's remember all the things that God has done for you and for your family. And let that give you hope that you will overcome whatever you're going, that's going on today. Let's pray. Let's go to our community prayers and let's pray for our friends and family that are battling through cancers and going through therapies. So let's pray for God's healing word. Let's go to our prayers for our people that are ill but also need to meet with Jesus. Let's pray for physical healing. Let's pray for the word of salvation. Let's pray for our community that are battling non-cancer illness, and let's pray for God's healing. Let's pray for our community that has COVID. Let's pray for God's healing. Pastor Kenny actually is clear, but his family has COVID still, so let's lift him up. Let's also lift up our frontline medical workers. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for open doors and God's provision. Let's pray for China. Let's lift up our community, SPBJ and SPSH. Let's pray for Pastor Ricky, Pastor Hyunsu. Pray for the leaders of the churches, that God would really use them, and especially in a very changing time there right now. Let's pray for wisdom. Let's also lift up the Chongs, and let's just pray for churches. Let's pray that the gospel be preached powerfully. Pray for our board. Let's ask God that the Lord would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. We have our meeting tonight. Let's pray for a smooth meeting, that all of our agenda items would get done, and God would just really just give us wisdom. Let's lift up. Let's pray for our fellowship ministries, our young adults, our men's and women's ministries. Pray for their activities. Pray that they would really connect with each other and connect with God. Let's pray for SP 2.0. Pray for building resources, a benefactor. Let's ask God to continue to increase the vision fund and just provide opportunities for us as a church. Let's pray for the pregnant ladies in our church. Happy to announce last Wednesday, Tayan gave birth to Alina Noel. Pray for a smooth recovery for her. But let's pray for our current pregnant ladies. Let's pray for God's hand to be upon them, their health, also the baby be protected in the womb. And when the time for delivery, that will be safe and it will be a really glorious time for the family. Thank you. Let's pray for House Church tonight. Blue Pool, Chai Tea, Fortress, Gia, New Conduit, TST in Westfield. Let's pray for the hand of the Lord to be upon our leaders and our hosts, and that people would just really come together to encounter God. Pray together. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the word. God, in many ways we can resonate with Asaph's heartbreak, God. And we felt at this at times when we feel so overwhelmed. We know you're listening to us, God, but it seems like you're not acting, Lord. And it just brings us so much frustration, Lord God. But we know, Lord, that's our flesh. You are a good, gracious God. And we know that, Lord, because of all you've done, God, in our lives now, what you've done in the past, and what we'll continue to do in the future. So when we feel overwhelmed, God, help us to focus, not on our circumstances, God, but help us to focus on you, on your goodness, and in your greatness. Lord, to remember, God, our testimonies, Lord. Lord, thank you. Lord, watch over us today. Help us, God, as we remember. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you tomorrow.